Big Pink Floyd event taking place at Princeton next weekend. Pink Floyd, Sound, Sight, and Structure, an academic conference. It's put together by a couple of PhD candidates at the university, Gilad Cohen and Dave Moak, who join us on the show via Skype. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing, Craig?
All right. So let me start by asking you what people always ask me when I tell them that I host a weekly show devoted to Pink Floyd. Why?
Pink Floyd is one of my favorite bands since I grew up. Pink Floyd, next to the Beatles, probably. And I decided when I started my PhD program in Princeton to concentrate on Pink Floyd. And indeed, this is the topic of my dissertation, too. I'm writing my dissertation about large-scale structure in their music. I gave a few lectures about Pink Floyd over the last few years. And an article I wrote about the band will be published in Israel in a few months. So it's been something I dealt with for the last years.
And Dave, how did you get involved?
Gilad knows that I'm a big fan of Pink Floyd, and so he approached me a couple months after he started planning the conference and brought me on board, and I was thrilled to join up.
So this is the first ever academic conference devoted to Floyd.
Thanks to the internet, I'm still terrified someone would come and say, oh, I did one talk about Pink Floyd, and you know, but according to what we know, it's the first ever. I think it's true from another reason. We were surprised, probably just as you, to see how little academic scholarly research was done about the band or about the music of the band, to be more accurate. A lot of scholarly work was done about the history of the band and about non-musical aspects, I would call it. But actual music analysis, actual scholarly work done about the art of the band, there isn't a lot of it.
So what has the response been so far?
It has been fantastic. It actually began even before that. We were starting looking to secure funds from Princeton, and we were overwhelmed by the response that we got from different departments.
You know, I'm sure you've experienced it too. Pink Floyd is one of the bands that you mention them, and whomever you're talking to, his or her eyes light up.
I was also thrilled to see so many people who registered through our website mention, and I mean, really wanted to share with us the place that Pink Floyd has in their heart and their experience with the band and how they attended this and this concert. It seems to be something that is still alive in people's hearts for decades now.
So we should mention that this is a free event, absolutely free. You're asking people to RSVP, but there's no admission. Do you guys still have seats available?
Depends to which event. When I started thinking about this, I had, you know, one talk and one live music event in my mind, and it became this four-day extravaganza at the moment. So some of the events still have tickets and seats, but most of the talks are already full.
Yeah, we're on wait list for a lot of stuff.
So tell us some of the things that you have going on. James Guthrie, who's worked with the group as a producer and engineer since the late 70s, I'm guessing is probably a highlight. He's giving your keynote.
Yeah, we're thrilled that James has agreed to come and you know, be our guest for that weekend. And he, as you say, is giving his keynote on Sunday, followed by a panel discussion where all the speakers for that conference are going to be up. You know, and really creating an environment where the audience can participate with us about talking, just as Glad said, you know, what makes the band important, whether it's from a technical standpoint or a more personal standpoint, you know, really getting in. And James is a fantastic person. You know, he's so heavily involved in the sound of Pink Floyd, and Pink Floyd is a band that really focuses on sound as, you know, an artistic value that they hold very highly. You know, that and the fact that he has been with Pink Floyd for so long and has done the remixes, you know, he knows that music in and out. And so to have him here to speak with us is a real, you know, a real treasure that we're excited to share with people.
So next Sunday, the 13th, that is sort of the big day, but you have events happening around town for the whole weekend, right?
Yes, we start with a jam session on Thursday evening at Small World Coffee, which is one of the famous popular establishments in Princeton. We're very happy about this opportunity from a few reasons. First of all, it's a way for us to incorporate the community and fans rather than just academia and students of Princeton. Second, it's an opportunity to actually play music and to play improvised music. There's something that is essential for the band, And without improvised live music, I would feel that the conference about Pink Floyd is not complete. Then on Friday evening, we're going to have a screening of the wall. Again, something that is essential for Pink Floyd is the visual aspect of their art.
We have an exhibition that's going to be set up too. Speaking of the cover art, one of the Princeton Record Exchange has very generously agreed to give us some of their stuff to display for that.
Nice.
I think it's Sunday.
Sounds like the weekend of April 11th, Princeton is the place to be for Floyd fans. Pink Floyd's Sound, Sight, and Structure, what we think at least, is the first ever academic conference devoted to Floyd. Gilad and Dave, thanks for joining us.
Okay, we'll see you.
Take care.
More information about the conference is online at pinkfloydconference.princeton.edu.